Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. And we had Bill Dunkelberg scheduled to be on the show today, and he's not going to be here. It's just some circumstances beyond our control and his control, and so he's not going to be here today. He'll be back another day, I promise you. But it's going to be just you and me, and I've got a few things. It's going to give me an opportunity to talk about some things that I'd like to talk about with regard to the economy. Bill was going to talk to us about some economic trends for your small business, and I've got some thoughts of my own about that, and I haven't really talked about that much in the last month or so since I've been formulating some of these ideas and some of these thoughts. And so I'd like to do that right now. I want you to think in terms of your budgeting. I want you to think about next year, about 2006. This is all the things that I'm saying are really kind of leading up to obviously the rest of this quarter and 2006. I think that we're probably looking at a long period of I won't say high inflation, but inflation sustained higher than we've had it. You know, for quite a while, we've had pretty low inflation, and in fact, a year ago, this last summer, the Fed was worried about deflation. You know, inflation is ugly, but deflation is a monster. It's really inflation is sort of like an optimistic spiral out of control. Deflation is a pessimistic, negative spiral out of control downward, and we've seen it in Japan before. It's been going on for the last 15 years in Japan, and they've consequently been in a 15-year recession. So the last thing in the world we needed was for this country to go into a deflationary period, a sustained deflationary period, and we probably got pretty close a year and, you know, say maybe 18 months or so ago. We got close to that, and that's one of the reasons why the Fed dropped interest rates. The Fed funds rate, which is what they charge banks for overnight funds, they dropped that down to 1%. Hadn't happened in, I mean, I don't even know how long it'd been, decades and decades since it ever been close to that. So they dropped it down to 1%. Prime was at, 4 then, at the lowest. Money was cheap. Basically, you and I were able to borrow money at a rate that really helped us to be more profitable. And you and I didn't care so much about that because inflation was under control. And most folks have never experienced a deflationary trend. And so we didn't worry about it because we didn't think it would really happen. But the Fed was worried about it. And that's the reason they reacted as they did with the interest rates. But finally, the higher gas prices kicked in. And they not only kicked in, but it was obvious that they were going to be sustained. Those prices were not going to go up and come down like they have in the past few years. You know, I remember when we visited with some of the Fed folks before. Bob McTeer, the former president of the Dallas Fed, has joined us over the years, and oil prices would spike, maybe even for 4 or 5 months. And that was an inflationary thing because petroleum, as you know, is the oxygen of the marketplace. It affects all aspects of the marketplace. And so the oil prices would go up, and I'd ask him, I'd say, you know, is the Fed worried about this inflationary influence? And he'd say, well, no, we don't think so because we think it's going to come back down. We think it's temporary. Well, folks, I don't think it's temporary now. I think if Bob were on the show right now, And we're working on getting him back on the show now. He's not with the Fed anymore, but I still value his counsel and his brain. If he were here, I think he would say this is not temporary. This is sustained. I think we're going to have higher oil prices for a long time to come, even though it's eased up a little bit. And so that impact, that pervasive impact on every aspect of the economy is contributing significantly to inflationary tendencies. That and some other things that when we come back after these messages, we're going to take a break in a second. And when we come back, I will talk about that are impacting inflation, that is causing inflation to go up, and therefore interest rates to go up. And all of this is going to change the way you and I do business over the next year or so. And I want to talk about that and get your thoughts. You can email me your thoughts on that if you want. Jim@jbsba.com. To Winnie Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Stay with me. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget the other things. You can check out my blog. It's not like anybody else's blog out there, folks. This is a different blog than which I'm sure you would expect that from us. It's a multimedia blog. We have you know, stuff you can read like all the other blogs, but also stuff you can listen to, like all the shows that we do every day, and the ones we did yesterday and the day before. They're all up there for you to go and listen to all by themselves in the form of an archive with no commercials. That's right. Just check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the other things on the website. And by the way, you can subscribe to the blog by RSS, by Really Simple Syndication, and we'll send it to you every day. I want to get back to the, by the way, my email is jim@jbsba.com if you want to email me your thoughts on some of the things I'm talking about. One of the things I want to continue to talk about is this issue of inflation and what it's going to be doing to you and me. I do believe that inflation is real. And it's driven by a number of things. I talked about the high petroleum prices. Now, gasoline prices seem to be coming down a little bit right now. But, you know, folks, does anybody out there believe that it's ever going to be below $2 a gallon for gas anymore again? Probably not. And there are a number of reasons why. I've read recent reports that if we increase production, China is going to be able to suck up all the production, the increased production. I mean, their economy is like a baby Huey. You know, it's this big baby economy that's immature and rough around the edges but it's just consuming everything. Even though they're trying to slow it down a little bit, it's still sucking up a lot of raw materials, including petroleum, including wood and cement and steel and all those things. And so all of that is creating creating pressures that are inflationary. And that's going to cause interest rates to stay higher, to go up and stay higher. A lot of people, Kiplinger's predicted recently on this show, Joan Pride has reported that the Kiplinger editors believe that the Fed is not going to stop raising rates at the last meeting of 2005, but at least a couple maybe in the first part of 2006. That's going to get prime, you know, way on up there, maybe around 8% or so, 7 to 8%. That means you and I borrowing money at 8, 9, 10%, maybe 11%, depending on your circumstances. So that's cutting into our profit margins, and I don't see, even if some of the things that are causing oil prices to be up, which partially includes some of the speculation, even if that settles down a little bit, I still think petroleum is going to remain pretty high, and that's going to make everything go up. So I just told you about the interest issue. You're going to have to budget for higher interest rates in the future, I think. You're going to have to budget for sustained higher petroleum prices. I don't know how much to tell you to budget for it, but you got to be paying attention to that. Your region of the country is different. Everybody's region is a little bit different with regard to prices. They're forecasting natural gas to be up as much as 50% over the winter. Your homes, your customers' homes. A lot of electricity is made by natural gas in this country. A lot of products are made with equipment that's fired by natural gas. All that's going to be inflationary. So you're going to be paying more for things in the future, but you need to be prepared to budget for that. I don't know how much to tell you to budget for it. I just know that you need to be looking at your industry. You need to be looking beyond your suppliers to their suppliers and to the ultimate manufacturer, and even beyond that to the people who are providing the raw materials for the things that you use. Check those influences. With the internet today, you can do those things. Make sure that in your industry, you're paying attention to those influences, so that you can get some kind of a read on what this is going to do for budgeting for next year. Because you're going to be you're giving proposals right now. You're about to sign contracts, maybe a 1-year contract, maybe a blanket contract or something that you're working on that's going to commit you to a certain level. You need to be smart about that. You need to be better educated about that. I encourage you to check with your trade group, your industry's trade group, and talk to those people. What do they think pricing is going to be? Because you got to be careful not to lock yourself into a rigid fixed price contract, especially if you don't know what the score for next year. You're going to have to raise, if your suppliers are raising prices on you, you're going to have to raise prices at some point in time. Higher gas prices means employees are going to want more money, right? Besides their regular raise, so that's going to be inflationary with the payroll expenses that we're all going to be experiencing. So I was talking about the trade group. If you've got a good trade group, they should have people on staff, maybe even an economist, that can help with these things. If you're not a member of your trade group, of your industry's trade group, I encourage you, this would be a great time to do that, because I really think you can benefit from the knowledge, from the global perspective that these trade groups should be providing for you. If you don't know about an industry trade group, maybe you'd want to check in with, talk to your Chamber of Commerce. They ought to be able to help you with some of that. Look to some of the larger, the other groups, the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, has got quite a few economists who are working on this. Look at the SBA. Look at some of the research that they're doing. And I know you don't like to, I know a lot of you don't like to get into this, the details, get over into the weeds on this, but folks, you can't be naive about this. You're going to wind up hurting your margins because you're not prepared to raise prices when you should, and it might actually cost you your business. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Maybe I'll have a little good news on the other side of these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's just you and me. And I'm talking about some of the things I'm seeing out there in the economy. You know, I guess what I've been saying has been a little bit negative. You probably took it that way, that I was, I do think the economy's doing okay. I'm still impressed with how well the economy's doing. I think it's going to be fine. I really do. I don't think we're heading toward a recession unless, we have something else that I don't know about. I think the economy is going to be fine. It's not going to bother me at all if the economy only grows at 3% next year. That's very healthy, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is that we just can't be dumb about what's coming up. We can't be obtuse about what's in our future. The good news is you and I have the ability to find out more about what's coming at us from the future. 10 years ago, if you were a small business owner, most small business owners got blindsided. How many small business owners, the last time we had a serious recession, which would have been, say, 25 years ago, 23 years ago, let's say, a serious recession, and certainly 30 years ago we had a major serious recession in the mid-70s, 97.65% of all small businesses were absolutely blindsided by that kind of recession. That didn't have to happen today. There's too much information out there. There's information that if you just wake up and pay attention, you don't even have to go anywhere. You're going to be getting these indicators that will help you to make a decision. I don't think we're in for a recession. I do think we're in for a belt tightening time. I think we're in for a time when we got to pay attention to our margins. We got to pay attention to our expenses. I really encourage you to think about some of the things I've talked about over the years, and that's developing strategic alliances. Use somebody else's assets to help you perform a project. Bring them in as a partner. Outsourcing. I talked about this yesterday when I was in Tulsa. The best thing that ever happened to small business, in my opinion, since the personal computer, is outsourcing. And what I mean by that internally, what I mean by that is, let somebody else do a job that you're not good at, but that they are good at. Things that are not your core competency. Farm that out to somebody else. Let them do that. Pay them as a vendor. Let them handle that for you. Make sure you interview them well and find the right person. You'll probably save money. I know the job will get done better because that's what they do. It's not what you do. And you'll have more time to focus on your margins. You'll have more time to do the research that I'm talking about. You'll have, if you're not managing a payroll department, if you're not managing an HR department or whatever, you're not worried about that. You've let somebody else take care of that for you. Then you got more time to focus on your customers, to focus on the challenges that they're going through. What are, all these things that I'm talking to you about, that you're going to be experiencing, that I'm going to be experiencing, guess what? It's the same thing for them. You ought to be calling on those customers and saying, 2006 is going to be an interesting year. What can I do to help? Where do you think your pain is going to come from in 2006? Listen to them. Find out what they have to say about that. And then if you can't, on the spot, say, I'll tell you what, I want to go think about that, and I'd like to come back in a week or 2 weeks or a day or whatever, and talk to you about some ideas that we're going to put together as to how we can help with that. We want to be part of the solution for you. We don't want to be part of the problem. Let us help you with that. I'll bring you a proposal back, and you'll get an idea about what we think about this. It's a wonderful time to embed yourself, to integrate yourself with your customers, to let them know. Imagine this. What if somebody else called you up and said, I want to help you make sure you get through 2006 successfully, and we're thinking about you. We've got some ideas on how we can help you. Wouldn't that make you feel better? Wouldn't you be attracted? Wouldn't you be more attached to somebody like that? I want you to do that with your customers. Ask them, what can I do to help? What do you think's going on in 2006? Where's the pain going to be? How can I help you? And I think if you do that, you'll find that you'll have the business. The customers won't leave you, even when things get tough, because you're now integrated into your customer's business. You're now a partner. You're not just a vendor. You become more of a partner. You'll have the sales, but you'll still have to operate your business wisely with regard to your own inflationary pressures. And so I hope this has helped a little bit. Maybe it opened your eyes a little bit. And we'll be talking about this some more as in the weeks and months ahead. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I also want to thank my heroes and your heroes, the members of our military, standing a post around the world on behalf of us, on behalf of freedom. I'm so proud of them. God bless every one of you, men and women in our military. We are very proud of you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.